You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
Coming to you live from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place for Big Ten Media Days, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
And the intro says it all. Welcome in. It is 3:03, a special supersized edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show in Chicago, Big Ten Media Days, along with Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, Rob Norton, Jeff Downing, and Scott Unash are back in the studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott normally on the air right now during the gym class with Mark Dukes, but they have ceded their 1 hour to us both today and tomorrow. Big thank you going out to Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. They have sponsored the countdown to kickoff the last 2 weeks, and that always culminates with a trip to the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place for Big Ten Media Days. Lots to get into today. I am very confident that this is going to be one of the best shows that we've ever done because we've got Kirk Ferentz coming up at 5 o'clock. Iowa's depth chart released earlier today. A couple points of interest to talk about there, including two tight ends being listed. Not one and two on the depth chart, but two actual tight end positions. Shall we run down some of the other guests, or should we just let everybody know who else is going to be with us
today?
Well,
one of the things that we were promised during our countdown to kickoff by a man that's sitting to our left over here, Mike Grimm, the play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, he guaranteed that new head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, PJ Fleck, was going to join KGYM Radio. And he delivered on that guarantee. Coach Fleck is going to join us at 5:30 after Coach Ferentz. So you talk about some of the guests that we've had on, some of the shows that we've had. This is a star-studded show on day one of Big Ten Media Day.
It may be the best 15 minutes that we've ever had with a guest. I will say that. We've got plenty more for you today. As a matter of fact, coming up in just a little bit, you'll hear from Fox Sports 1's Joel Klatt. Also, Sean Welsh in the news media a number of times last week after his news conference with Kirk Ferentz coming out about battling his depression. You'll hear from him on that subject and football coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Former Iowa quarterback and Heisman runner-up Chuck Long is going to be dropping by at 4 o'clock. We'll talk Iowa quarterback battles with Chuck. As we mentioned, the depth chart came out today. And Nathan Stanley is listed atop the depth chart above Tyler Wiegers, although, as Kirk Ferentz has said a couple times here today in Chicago, they're content to go into camp and see how this plays out, but that's just the way that they felt like they needed to come out of the gate with Stanley 1 and Wiegers 2. But they really, mentioning Minnesota and P.J. Fleck, another program, they're not quite sure who the quarterback is up there, and I think Iowa is in a similar position as well. Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com will be on with us at 6 o'clock tonight, and then Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette has joined us the last couple years at Big Ten Media Day, so he will be on with us at 6:30 as well. We want to hear from you today. If you've got any questions for us, you can ask them on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. And speaking of questions, there were a number of them earlier today to Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney about the status of Friday night football. As a matter of fact, I saw Mark Morehouse speculate that perhaps Thursday night football is going to be a thing of the future as opposed to Friday because they've gotten so much pushback on playing Friday night football. But the subject of scheduling also came up today. We mentioned this on the program last week. The Big Ten is backing off the directive to not schedule FCS opponents, and in years with the 9-game Big Ten schedule, if you play 5 road games in the Big Ten, they're going to allow you to schedule an FCS-level team, a UNI, a North Dakota State, a Tennessee Tech. There's a number of directions that you can go in that, but quite an interesting first day here at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place.
Yes, and you brought up the quarterback position. I'm circling back around to the depth chart that the Iowa football program released today. I was a little bit surprised to not see an or between the names of Nathan Stanley and Tyler Wiegers. I think that that does say a little bit of something. I think that that's saying right there that Nathan Stanley is the guy that probably the coaching staff wants to emerge because he has the tangibles, he has the strong arm, he has the size, and he can make all the throws, but he has to go out in fall camp and earn it. And there's going to be a big sense of urgency because we're 4 weeks from kickoff where the Iowa football program is going to have to take on one of the top quarterback prospects in college football. And another thing that we didn't mention out of the gate, and I think this gets a lot of fans excited, even more, well, not quite as excited as the Hawkeye logo at the Tiger Hawk logo at midfield. Kirk Ferentz confirmed today that there will be an alternative uniform game in 2017. He didn't say what the uniforms would look like, and he didn't say that when they will be wearing the uniforms, but he did confirm that there would be one.
And again, Kirk will be with us tonight at 5 o'clock. You'll hear his segment. It's a big fall camp for Tyler Wiegers, as you mentioned. It also may be a big fall camp for Aaron Menz at linebacker, because on the depth chart today, Menz is listed third behind Bo Bauer and Amani Jones, the sophomore out of here in Chicago. Aaron Menz going into his junior year, picked by many people last season to be a breakout candidate for the Hawkeyes at linebacker. Josie Jewell, one of the guys that we'll have an opportunity to hear from while we're in Chicago as well, listed as the number one middle linebacker today. He was named to the Big Ten watch list. I guess the Big Ten says these are guys that you should keep an eye on this year. There's watch lists of the watch lists of the watch lists at this point. But Josie Jewell, I think, is set up for a tremendous senior season. Not too much else on the depth chart that really jumps out at you. They did get James Butler included in the media guide, but he's not listed on the depth chart right now. I don't know whether that's an oversight or how the approach is there, but Akram Wadley is your number one, followed by Torin Young and Tokes Akinrabadi. And we'll see how things play out at place kicker as well, because they have three kickers listed on the depth chart. No oars, but when you list three guys at one position, it's pretty much saying it's an oar. That's Keith Duncan, Miguel Racinos, and Caleb Shudak, a redshirt freshman out of Lewis Central in Council Bluffs, making his way onto the depth chart.
I wanted to address the James Butler not being on the depth chart for just a second. And I saw a lot of people on social media wondering about that, freaking out a little bit, but he hasn't practiced yet. He hasn't taken a snap in practice. Obviously, he hasn't taken a snap in the game. Summer workouts are still going on. Fall camp has not started. So just knowing the way that this football program runs and seeing it, they're not going to put a guy who has yet to take a snap in practice on the depth chart over guys that have been in the program for a couple of years. Expect his name to be on the depth chart, probably number two, by the time the first game starts. It's always interesting to see how the depth chart changes from the spring to when we get it right here. No, it's really starting in January. You get it one in January, you get one after the spring, you get one for Big Ten Media Day, and then you get one the week of the game. So things change almost every time, and I'm guessing that is going to change before the first game against the Wyoming Cowboys.
David in North Liberty asking the first question of the day on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Do we think they'll wind up redshirting the freshman quarterback? That's Peyton Manziel out of Texas. I think that's always the plan with freshmen when they come to campus until they open your eyes and maybe force themselves into the picture. I would expect him to get at least a cursory look, but I think the plan ultimately there is to redshirt him. Now, it sounds like he's pretty good, and we'll see how these things go. But Kirk Ferentz, look, he's been doing this 19 years, and we know how he approaches things, and he tends to give a nod to the veterans out of the gate, and you have to really essentially lose your job. And I don't think Wiegers and Stanley, either one of those guys, is going to be in the position to necessarily lose their job. The question is, what can they do to win it? And that's it's a $64,000 question with this program as it heads toward the opening of fall camp. The Hawkeyes will have their media day. I think it's August 5th. It's a Saturday is the day that they'll meet the media. And we'll get into things a little bit more in-depth in Iowa City. While we're in Chicago, it's more of just a cursory glance at things. But Kirk Ferentz did meet with the media earlier today. He spent a little bit of time at the podium. There are never a ton of questions for Kirk when he's at the podium, and I thought for sure today that that would change because with Bob Stoops' retirement, he's now the dean of college football coaches, although technically Bill Snyder has been at Kansas, but he took the three-year break for Ron Prince, and so it's not consecutive. That wasn't the case today. Not a whole ton of questions for Kirk Ferentz. I don't think there's a ton expected of this Iowa team. There's certainly no buzz about the Hawkeyes here in Chicago, picked by many to finish fourth in the Western Division. Wisconsin is getting a ton of prep as Penn State coach James Franklin walks by us here on Radio Row. Does that count as him coming on the program? Did we just kill two birds with one stone?
I don't think so. He didn't officially take a Twizzler from Wingman.
I'm glad you brought this up because we have righted one of history's greatest wrongs today. Wingman made the trip with us to the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis 2 years ago and was left in the KGYM pickup truck. He was not brought to the broadcast site. Well, today, Wingman has been the most valuable piece of plastic on Radio Row. That's MVPOP. He's got some Twizzlers. He's got some trail mix, contact solution, gum,
and
which Kirk Ferentz was a big fan of, I may add, even though it's not his preferred brand. And we've got a little bug soother here because even though we're indoors,
let me ask you,
you
why?
Never know.
Why?
It was in my golf bag.
Okay.
And I thought it would be funny to put the bug spray out there just to see if it got a reaction from people.
And it has.
And it certainly did. But the quickest way to make friends at Big Ten Media Day is to offer free candy.
Now,
we have found that out in the past. So Wingman is here. I actually tweeted a picture of him earlier in the day at Todd Brommelkamp. You can follow Alex as well, at AlexCoon523. There's some classic reaction photos of Alex from last night's Cubs victory over the Cardinals at Wrigley Field as well. We were able to go to that game, and Cubs are playing the White Sox right now. We'll give you a score update on our first big board update of the day. Colonels played a noon game at Veterans Memorial Stadium today as well. They fell to Lansing 3-1 as they wrap up that six-game homestand. Kyle is with us in Chicago readying for that Midwest One Bank big board update. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, before the big board, you'll hear from Fox Sports 1 announcer Joel Klatt. We had an opportunity to get caught up with him, the former Colorado Buffalo. If you may remember, he was with us last year, Fox Sports 1, doing a tremendous job in that partnership with the Big Ten. So Joel Klatt, Fox Sports 1, on the way after this. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, a supersized edition coming to you from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place here in Chicago. 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM KGYM. Back after this.
Austed, we've got your game. Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
Gentlemen, JCPenney is celebrating Black Friday in July. This Friday and Saturday, save with amazing spotlight deals at Black Friday prices, like up to 60% off brands like Stafford, J. Farrar, Foundry, and more, including big and tall sizes, and select items like $7.99 St. John's Bay polos and shorts for $9.99. Plus, this is the only time of the year you can stack on your coupon and save an extra $10 on top of Black Friday prices. Hurry, end Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 7/26 to 7/29 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP filter for just $24.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go?
One of the best parts about Big Ten Media Day is you never know who's going to stop by on Radio Row. And today, what's a familiar face? He was with us last year, Joel Klatt from Fox Sports 1, joining us for Media Days.
What's up, guys?
Not much, Joel. Welcome back to the program. Good to see you again. And I know last year you guys were really excited at Fox Sports 1. The new TV deal was in the works. I don't think they'd officially announced it yet, but we all knew what was coming down the pipe. What's your reaction to the relationship with the network and the Big Ten?
Well, I couldn't be more excited, just from a selfish standpoint. And I think it's a deal, a media rights deal and contract that I think is the envy of the entire country. Because it's the only conference that is substantially, marketed, if you wanted to put it that way, by every single, network out there. You've got great relationship with CBS on the basketball side. You've got Fox, ABC, and ESPN on the football side, as well as the most valuable conference network, in particular in a conference owned in a joint venture with Fox Sports with BTN. So it's a wonderful deal from a Big Ten perspective, and then from a Fox Sports perspective and a selfish perspective for me. I could not be more excited to get involved with what I believe is the premier football conference in the country. Top to bottom, right now there's more great teams in the Big Ten than we have in any other conference, and so to be here for that and to be able to call some games this year is going to be pretty amazing.
So starting in the Big Ten East, you talk about some of those great teams, and you look for those top three. You look at Ohio State, you look at Penn State, and you look at Michigan. Who do you prognosticate finishes number one in that Eastern Division?
It's so hard to pick someone other than Ohio State because of what was achieved a year ago. Now you can say, hey, they didn't even win their division, and they got blown out in the playoff. Yes. But going into the season, if you remember sitting here a year ago, they were the least experienced team in the entire country, 128 out of 128 guys, and they were still able to go and have that season. They were one blocked field goal away from being undefeated in the regular season and playing in the Big Ten championship game. They are supremely talented, more experienced now than almost anybody in the conference. They've got a returning starting quarterback that has a wealth of experience, and they've got the best defensive line in the conference, maybe in the country. So it's hard not to say that Ohio State is the class of the East, although I'm not trying to minimize what Penn State and Michigan bring to the table, because both of those programs clearly are going to have great teams as well.
So, if not Ohio State, who do you think has the best chance at maybe making a run at them this
Probably
year?
Probably Penn State because of their quarterback. I think McSorley is a really good player. He's going to get overlooked at times for national awards in particular because of their running back, Saquon Barkley, who is, I believe, the best in the country at that position. So, Penn State, though, they've got a returning defense. It's very good. They kept Joe Moorhead, their offensive coordinator, which I think is probably the best recruit in the conference is to retain Joe Moorhead as the coordinator there of that offense. But I think Penn State is going to be right there.
You bring up Joe Moorhead, and you see Urban Meyer bringing in an offensive coordinator with head coaching experience and Kevin Wilson. What do you think about these coaches who are defensive-minded, bringing in, kind of putting, checking their egos aside and bringing in an offensive mind that is going to help their program?
Well, you've seen this happen at a lot of places. Nick Saban has done this. Gary Patterson, who's a traditional defensive guy, he did this with Sonny Cumbie and Doug Meacham at TCU. Bob Stoops did this, you know. This is not new, and I think it's very smart for these guys to go out there and to try to expand themselves on the offensive side of the football so that they can keep up in an era in which points are no longer at a premium. Their points are at a volume right now, okay? Teams are scoring more than they've ever scored before. There's more snaps than we've ever had before. And so for these guys, I think this is a natural evolution of the sport, and they have just kept up with that natural evolution.
Joel Klatt of Fox Sports 1 joining us here on the Todd Bromelkamp Show live at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. We'll be here Monday and Tuesday. And let's shift our attention to the Big Ten West here. It looks like kind of similar to last season, wide open, and almost anybody's for the taking, although Wisconsin comes into the season as the prohibitive favorite.
Yeah, you know, Wisconsin's going to be a really good team. I like the fact that they bring back enough experience in key positions. They lose their defensive coordinator, Justin Wilcox, but they replace him with a guy that I think most people within the conference would say is going to be a great coach, and that's Jim Leonard, who was the first-year coach last year in the secondary. It's hard to pick anybody other than Wisconsin in the Big Ten West. They are right now, I think, the prohibitive favorite. You look at their schedule versus, let's say, what Iowa, their schedule is. I think Wisconsin's road to that West Division is a little easier than what Iowa's is, in particular in that non-division slate of games.
We have to wrap things up in just a second, Joel, but you talk about Jim Leonard, and he is a guy who's been a coach now. This will be a second year coaching. He was a secondaries coach last year. You don't seem surprised by how quickly he's risen up the rankings. Why is that?
Well, the type of player that he was very cerebral and understood the game maybe better than the coaches that were coaching him as a player. And then what he was able to do a year ago, the way that he was able to relate to the players, the secondary play that the Badgers had, all of those things, everything lends itself when you sit down and talk to him, when you see what he's done during the course of his career. It just, to me, it just suggests that he's going to be a really good coach, you know, and I think Paul Chris did a great job in keeping him there, and hopefully Paul can keep him there for a few more years.
Last question before we let you go, Joel. We've got to ask you, Kirk Ferentz, now the dean of college football coaches, following Bob Stoops' retirement, kind of hard to believe, and those guys have been linked together for the last 19 years. But your thoughts on Iowa this year as you look at the roster? Akram Wadley in the backfield looks to be a dynamic player, but they need to find a quarterback.
They do need to find a quarterback, but Iowa, I believe, is in the best position to threaten Wisconsin in that West. They would be my number two pick in that division. I think that on defense in particular, they're going to have to kind of carry the day and allow the quarterback to make mistakes, in particular early in the season. But I just want to go back to what you first said, that the dean of college football coaches. Who would have ever thought that Bob Stoops was going to retire before his mentor, the guy that brought him from Iowa to Kansas State, Bill Snyder? You know, I mean, it just – When I see a Kirk Ferentz, I just think back to that old Iowa staff under Hayden Fry, and I think back to that tree. I'm like, wow, Bob Stoops is no longer a college football coach, and here's Bill Snyder still kicking along and doing great things at Kansas State.
Among all of the former Idaho Falls Padres we've ever had on the program, you are our favorite guest. Joel Klatt, Fox Sports 1, we thank you for the time.
You got it.
On the air. When to talk, when to do it.
Big thank you to Joel Klatt for taking the time to join us. Fox Sports 1. We saw Gus Johnson around here earlier today. Lots of the personalities. We may tomorrow have Brady Quinn with us, the former Notre Dame quarterback and a member of the Cleveland Browns, joining Fox Sports 1 as an analyst this fall. So we'll see on the schedule tomorrow as well. John Bonenkamp from the Burlington Hawkeye took in the Cubs-Cardinals game with us last night at Wrigley Field. He'll be on Tuesday's program. Dan Murphy also And we were told earlier today that Nebraska quarterback Tanner Lee would be making an appearance.
And there's another name that is, I guess, not fully confirmed, but said that he will be around tomorrow and would like to join the show. Dave Wannstedt, former Miami Dolphins head coach, said that he would join us tomorrow. So not only are we packed today, but we're going to be packed tomorrow as well. And a lot of that credit goes to Kyle Mann, our producer, who has learned very quickly, and as someone who has kind of helped put this together the last 2 years, it's not an easy thing to do.
Well, this is going to be tight, but we're going to put Kyle on the spot with a first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was included on the Big Ten preseason honors list announced this morning at Big Ten Media Day. Jewell was one of only 10 Big Ten players honored, and this is just another in a long list of preseason awards. He was also named a first-team preseason All-American and first-team All-Big Tener. Iowa has also released its depth chart today, which has at least for now answered some Hawkeye fans' questions. Nathan Stanley is listed as the starting quarterback over Tyler Wiegers, and Nick Easley is set to start at receiver opposite Matt Vandenberg. The chart also showed two tight ends. Kirk Ferentz also confirmed to us here in Chicago that Iowa will use an alternate uniform for a game next season. The Iowa State baseball tournament continues this week today with Class 2A quarterfinal matchups, including Iowa City Regina. The fourth-seeded Regals down to number 5 trainer 5-0 will play the winner of Beckman Catholic in Denver on Thursday. The Cedar Rapids Colonels won all three of their games over the weekend, a finale with Great Lakes on Friday, and the first two games of a series with the Lansing Lugnuts on Saturday and Sunday. They played the finale of that game of that series at noon today, and the Colonels dropped that one 3-1. They'll be off tomorrow as they travel to Peoria. Tonight on KGYM, we'll have Bartolo Colon making at least one more start for the Twins, taking on Tenchi Rio in the Dodgers. That's the first game of a series in L.A., so first pitch isn't going to be until 9:10, but you can hear that on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Tough loss for the Dodgers, announced today that left-handed ace Clayton Kershaw likely out 4 to 6 weeks with a stint on the disabled list. He had to leave his start early yesterday with back tightness. The Cubs and White Sox are playing today at Wrigley Field, a quick two-game series there between those two teams. Right now, top of the seventh inning, the White Sox up 2-1 on the Cubs, so more updates to come. Iowa offensive lineman Sean Welsh, he was in the news a lot last Wednesday. He's going to be joining us next as our Big Ten Media Days coverage continues from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place here in Chicago.
They say time is money, but at Lowe's, we know that when you're a pro, money is money. So Lowe's stocks everything a pro needs at great prices every day. And right now at Lowe's, pro customers can save even more. Through August 2nd, pros get up to 20% off select Frigidaire appliances. And now through July 30th, pros get up to 20% off select Sylvania light bulbs. Hurry in and save on everything a pro needs at Lowe's. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Developing story, the Dodgers, the team with the best record in baseball and a 10.5-game lead in the NL West, expected to be without ace Clayton Kershaw the next 4 to 6 weeks. That's based on an initial diagnosis of his injured back. The Dodgers will officially determine how much time Kershaw will miss after he visits with the team back specialist. From Wrigley Field, it's the first game of the day. Cubs righty Kyle Hendricks made his first start since June 4th after being sidelined by tendonitis in his pitching hand. He went 4 innings, a run, 3 hits, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. Adam Engel, solo home run off Justin Grimm. White Sox lead the Cubs 2-1, top of the seventh. NFL, Colts quarterback Andrew Luck, coming off shoulder surgery in January, will begin training camp on the PUP list with the anticipation of being ready for the start of the regular season. The news not that surprising, as Luck just started throwing a football last week. NBA free agent Derrick Rose meeting with the Cavaliers today in Ohio, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Rose met with the Lakers Friday, but has been leaning toward the opportunity with Cleveland.
Get your large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99. Call now to carry out or order online for delivery. Oven hot pizza, fast every time, because no one out-pizzas the hut.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Open your mind. Notice a world of insurance rates at your fingertips. Compare the rates. For when you compare, you save. And when you save, you win. Like an 8-foot-tall basketball player protecting the rim with a fire hose.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates for ultimate fulfillment. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, it's Mike from DollarShaveClub.com. You know, buying a razor is like buying a car. If you want luxury, you get smacked with a big price tag. If you want to save money, you have to settle for a bumpier ride. Well, razors from DollarShaveClub.com are the smarter choice. A smooth, high-quality shave for a very economical price. Right now, get your first month of any of our razors for a dollar. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. Go to DollarShaveClub.com. That's DollarShaveClub.com.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know, I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Welcome back in the Todd Brodelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. We've got the whole gang here in Chicago at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. Rob Norton along with our producer Kyle Mann. And as promised, rolling through some of the Hawkeye players that are here with Coach Kirk Ferentz. And this is an interview, a segment that I've really been looking forward to doing ever since last week, because this is an inspiring young man who's sitting here with us on Radio Row right now. But we've got Iowa offensive lineman Sean Welsh with us. I imagine you've been a pretty popular person to talk to here at Big Ten Media Days.
It's been a little slow so far. You know, we're kind of building up to all the we were just doing the group stuff earlier, but I'm sure we'll get all the questions. I'll get plenty of questions about the article later.
So last week you came out and were very forthright and let everybody know that you have been battling depression for several years. I want to know, why now? What was the decision to come out and make that public?
Sure.
Because a lot of guys in your position, NFL aspirations, they would sit on that. They would not want everybody to know that. And yet here you are, I think, as I said, an inspiration for a lot of people. I thought the outpouring last week was amazing.
Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate that. And, you know, that consideration for the NFL, you know, that was a consideration going into it. But you know, it was really outweighed by, you know, the really positive impact that it could make. You know, I figured this is my last year at Iowa, and it's my fifth year, and I have the platform to do it. It would have been wrong of me not to have done it, for me at least. And it offers a unique perspective. What you're talking about is, you know, a lot of people, when they come forward about their experience with mental health, they often talk about it after the fact, after they retire from the sport. And it's not the case with me, because I'm kind of in the thick of it right now. So I wanted to offer that perspective as well.
What do you hope people in a similar situation as you take from your words?
get help. I mean, it's really simple. With me, I was too proud to get help. And it's a big problem with males and seeking help for mental health, and you're often too proud, and it's not very macho, and you gotta understand your priorities. Do you want to be a macho man, or do you want to have a clean bill of health?
What's the feedback been like? Have you heard from a lot of people?
Overwhelmingly positive. Everyone's been very positive and supportive. I've yet to see anything or hear anything negative at all. I'm really fortunate to have this happen to me now, as opposed to, maybe 40 or 50 years ago. I don't know how the response would have been, but it's been very positive.
And Coach Ferentz and the coaching staff have been there for you this entire time. What's that support been and meant to you?
Absolutely. Well, they've given me everything that I've needed from the beginning. Football didn't even matter. They could have cared less if I would have played or not. They wanted me to be healthy, and it really meant a lot to me throughout the process. I really trusted them because of that, and they gave me all the time and all the resources that I need.
So going back to last week, you said for a while you were too proud to talk about it. What was it like going up in front of a bunch of media members and a bunch of strangers and sharing your story?
Sure. Well, what I've found in my experience is it's been easier with each person I've told. And the hardest person for me at first was telling a therapist, admitting that there was an issue, because that makes it very real. But as you keep talking to more and more people, it's not as scary as it first was. And by the time I had told the media, I had told everybody in my life that, I was really close with, including my teammates, that I had suffered from depression. So I wasn't as anxious as I thought I was going to be.
Iowa offensive lineman Sean Welsh joining us here on the program at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Let's turn the focus to football a little bit here. You got a new offensive line coach in Tim Polasek. What's it like working with him? What type of coach is he?
He's great. I really like him. I say this, and I've told a lot of people this. He's really similar to a high school coach. I don't mean that in a disparaging way. He's very enthusiastic, and he gets our young guys really motivated to contribute. I'm really looking forward to this, to playing the season with him.
With the experience that you guys have up front, do you guys kind of feel that burden to help lead the young guys through this transitional period where now you have a new offensive coordinator?
Sure. Yeah, no, that definitely falls on us as seniors, and I think it's that case for any position group, but especially ours, having some older guys up there. It's important that we show the way.
How about some of the young guys? How do they look so far?
Young guys are coming along really well. Spencer Williams, Cole Banwert, AJ, they all made a ton of progress from the beginning of spring ball to the end. It was noticeable from what I could see.
Now, breaking in a new offense, making the change from Greg Davis to Brian Ferentz, has there been a lot for the offensive linemen to have to work with,
sure,
or has it pretty much been status quo?
It's been status quo. We're really privileged to have our former position coach as our coordinator now. He was our run coordinator too, and he's an Iowa guy. He played football here, and not a lot of what we've done has changed. Maybe a little bit of the terminology, the formations, but that really doesn't affect us, up front. It's a lot of the same.
Both from an offensive line standpoint and then the offense as a whole, what do you guys hope to improve on in 2017 from 2016?
I think we could really improve on our pass protection. It's always been a point of weakness for us recently, and it's definitely been something I've needed to work on as well. We can all get better in that area.
So you mentioned this being obviously the end of the line. You have NFL aspirations. What's next for you after football?
After football, I would really like to own my own business. I'd really want that freedom and to be able to put my name on something.
Do you have any personal goals for this season?
Win a Big Ten championship. I mean, and you're talking individual?
Yeah, yes.
Individual. I mean, of course I want to be, all Big Ten first team and be an All-American. Yeah, those are goals of mine.
Sean, we appreciate you taking the time. And as we said, you said it was early on. I'm sure you'll hit Radio Row here a little bit more, but we appreciate you taking the time to join us and keep telling your story, because it really does mean a lot. And we talked about that on the program last week. It was really, you're probably tired of hearing being called brave and courageous for doing it, but there are a lot of guys that wouldn't have done what you did last week. And I know firsthand from talking to a couple people that you've definitely helped some people just by opening up and telling your story. So you're a tremendous young man, and it's not really professional to say this, but I think we'll all be rooting for you.
I appreciate
this
that.
Season. So best of luck, Sean.
Thank you.
We appreciate the
Thanks,
time.
Guys. Thanks,
Iowa
Sean.
Offensive
Thank
lineman Sean Welsh here with the Todd Brownell Camp Show at Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago. And not only that, but he's a good offensive lineman as well, taking up the right guard position again for the Hawkeyes this summer. He'll play alongside of Ike Botker and then James Daniels at center. Keegan Render listed as the starting left guard, and Boone Myers at left tackle. So not exactly any earth-shattering news today on the team's depth chart. The backups, by the way, just in case Hawkeye fans out there are wondering, Alaric Jackson is listed behind Myers at left tackle. Ross Reynolds, a junior out of Waukee, is listed as the number two left guard. And then Spencer Williams and Cole Banwart. Banwart's one of the guys, and Williams, both mentioned there by Sean Welsh. They're listed as the backups to James Daniels. Levi Paulson is behind Sean Welsh on the depth chart, and Lucas LeGrand, the junior out of Dubuque Senior, will back up Ike Botker. Again, the depth chart released earlier today by the University of Iowa on the offensive side of the football. We'll hear from another one of those guys coming up on tomorrow's program. We'll have a chance to catch up with Matt Vandenberg, who has been very popular here in Chicago, as so has his wife, Laura, who's here in a working capacity. And, well, there was an incident earlier today that may or may not involve
We're
going
to have
Doug
to.
And
Daddy. Yeah, we're going to have to.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we get back to Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, well, no, we can talk about it now. What's he going to do? Come down here and punch us in the face?
They
or something?
Can't hear. They can't hear.
Yeah, he can't hear. We're not the guy from East Lansing who's shouting coming out of the breaks. Nobody can hear us. Here, look.
Oh, my gosh.
We're talking about Doug and Danny right now, and they're not even looking.
Wingman, three tables and a column away.
Wingman is the most popular thing here on Radio Row, but I'm pretty sure we're the least popular people on Radio Row.
You know, why is
and
that?
And that's okay.
Why
that's
is
okay.
that? Because there's a lot of
we're
people,
confrontational.
There's a lot of people here who take themselves way too seriously.
That's true. This and is, not us. Not
this
us.
This is not life and death. It's Radio Row at Big Ten Media Day. I'm not going to say who it is, but I ran into a member of the media earlier today who covers the Hawkeyes and is a friend of the station. I know that doesn't narrow it down a whole lot. He said today and tomorrow are two of his five least favorite days of the year.
Really?
Just because, yeah, what do you get out of I mean, you get to talk about football, and it's sort of the unofficial start of the season, but there's never any great news or anything.
That's true. For us, it's different because we get to chat with people that we don't usually get to chat with. For people who are
like
in print.
Like Penn State football coach James Franklin, who
is just
throw away.
If he takes one of our Twizzlers, then we will have officially had him on the program.
So
That's the threshold of having someone on the program.
I don't know what the NCAA implications are of the free Twizzlers, and the looks like the trail mix got snapped up. Very popular.
I didn't even see the trail mix.
Well,
that went quickly.
The wingman's tray is not very big. You can only fit so many things on there, and I had to put the bug spray somewhere. So,
now, have you noticed that people are using wingman's mug as a trash can?
The cup is now a trash receptacle. And one guy earlier was like, "Dude, you need to label that tips." Like, you
That's
ever go
true.
To, you ever go to like a high end establishment and they've got a guy in the bar, or maybe they just it's on the honor system. The little basket is there. And you put some money in there. Throw a tip in there. I do know this. If Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, takes one more piece of licorice, he's going to owe us an appearance on the program football season.
That's as good as a tip.
But that's a little fun that we're having here at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago. Big Ten Media Days will continue tomorrow as well. Coming up for you in just a few minutes, former Iowa quarterback Chuck Long set to stop by the program, friend of the show, member of the Big Ten Network staff. Kirk Ferentz on the way at 5 o'clock tonight, and then a highly anticipated interview with Minnesota football coach P.J. Fleck. Mike Grimm comes through on his guarantee that P.J. Fleck will be with us. Adam Rittenberg at 6 o'clock and Mark Morehouse at 6:30 tonight. We'll get Mark's perspective on maybe some of the news that's fallen through the cracks. It's difficult when you're doing a lot of things that we do here to put a four-hour show on the air, to be in all of the meetings, all of the gatherings, the scrums with Kirk Ferentz. And so sometimes you miss out on a couple things. As a matter of fact, I didn't see the alternate uniform thing until you showed it to me. Someone had tweeted that out. So a little bit of minor news. There was some jokes today about who could have possibly put Wyoming on Iowa's non-conference schedule. Of course, Gary Barta with ties to Wyoming. And that's going to be something when we chat with Josie Jewell tomorrow on the program. I want to get his thoughts on facing Jake Allen right out of the gate, one of the guys who's projected to be a top three, maybe even the number one overall pick in the NFL draft next year. And speaking of NFL futures, I think at least two of the three guys that Iowa brought with them here to Chicago probably are looking at NFL futures, and Sean Welsh and Josie Jewell. Matt Vandenberg will probably get an opportunity maybe as a non-drafted free agent. He's got to stay healthy and has to remain on the field this year, and it's such a huge, huge unknown for the Hawkeyes at this point. And again, that's one of the reasons why when the depth chart comes out today, they list two tight ends. It's by necessity, but it's also one of their better positions as far as talent on hand.
And I think one of the points that we've skipped here is, where did Brian Ferentz get his start? In New England. Who has made the two tight end system more famous than the New England Patriots? Nobody. You think about the amount of talent that they've had at that position, where they get these big, tall, basically receivers that split out wide. Sometimes they can block on the end of the line, and if you have two of them on the field at the same time, it creates all kinds of matchup issues. Now, Iowa is a long way from having that amount of talent. They're never going to have that amount of talent as the New England Patriots at the tight end position, for obvious reasons, but if they can get a guy like Noah Fant involved, that's going to be what I think that Brian Ferentz is, that's where I think he's going to differ the most from Greg Davis, getting those guys involved and having them used as something more than an inline blocker, which is basically what they were used as the last 3 to 4 years.
Can I interject?
Absolutely. It's your station.
Under the Hayden Fry era, didn't we have two tight ends? They both stood up. Remember that?
Correct. He's
standing tight ends, yes.
One of them coaches at Iowa City Regina right now.
Yes.
That would be Marv Cook.
I am uninterjecting now.
Dynamite drop-in by Rob Norton, who's here with Kyle Mann. It's a four-team booth at table number 11, which turned into table number 7, which who knows what's going on at Big Ten Media Day, but it's always an adventure. Again, a big thank you to our friends at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City for sponsoring the countdown to kickoff and our two-day appearance here at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. It's 3:51. When we come back, Kyle will give you an update on the White Sox and Cubs game at Wrigley Field. Kyle Hendricks coming off the disabled list today. The Cubs back in first place. Boy, what a fun night we had at Wrigley Field last night. Well, three of the four people who were there had
who didn't, John? John no, Bonenkamp didn't have any fun?
I think
Kyle not have any fun?
I think you took it a little more personally than you're letting on.
What are you talking about? We sat three rows behind the Cardinals dugout. I got to see a friend go 0-for-3, but a friend play in Wrigley Field for the first time, and it was a beautiful night. The St. Louis Cardinals are not going anywhere. I said that the division is over. I think this division race is over. I'm just enjoying this whole Big Ten Media Day, this whole Big Ten week, the festivities, and that was a great time. And thank you to Rob for letting us go.
I'm not certain who is a better salesman, P.J. Fleck or Alex Kuhn.
Well, definitely right P.J. There. Fleck.
And we'll hear from P.J. coming up at 5:30 today. The Minnesota head coach will stop by Radio Row. Kirk Ferentz at 5 o'clock, and plenty more of the show on the way. Supersized edition of the Todd Brolkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here in Chicago. As we mentioned, when we come back, Kyle will have a White Sox-Cubs update for you on our next big board. Back with more after this.
Your kids can't wait to play football. So sign them up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2017 season. There's a new flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through eighth graders play tackle, and everybody will learn and have a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority with only high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 14th, and equipment fittings have already started. So register now at MetroYouthFootball.com. It's only 45 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now. Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM. Come on,
baby, don't you wanna... Welcome back in, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym frequency. KGYM bringing you the culmination of the countdown to kickoff, our two-day appearance at Big Ten Media Days at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago. Some Big Ten news to get to in a little bit. There's going to be some new faces and new voices on the BTN this year calling games, and one of those names is reportedly really, really good at this job. We'll tell you who that is. It's not a former Iowa player, by the way, but there's some buzz about the new BTN lineup coming our way this fall. Chuck Long, speaking of the BTN, the former Iowa quarterback and 1985 Heisman runner-up behind Bo Jackson, set to join us in just a couple minutes. Kyle, let's head your way for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was included on the Big Ten preseason honors list announced this morning at Big Ten Media Day. Jewell was one of only 10 Big Ten players honored, and this is just another in a long list of preseason awards for him. He was also named a first-team preseason All-American and first-team All-Big Tener, among several watch lists. Iowa also released his depth chart today, which has, at least for now, answered some Hawkeye fans' questions. Nathan Stanley is listed as the starting quarterback over Tyler Wiegers, and Nick Easley is set to start at receiver opposite Matt Vandenberg. The chart also showed two tight ends. Kirk Ferentz also confirmed to us here in Chicago that Iowa will use an alternate uniform for an undetermined game next season. The Iowa State baseball tournament continues this week, today with Class 2A quarterfinal matchups, including Iowa City Regina and Trainer. The fourth-seeded Regals down to number 5 Trainer 5-0 and will play Dyersville Beckman on Thursday. The Cedar Rapids Colonels won all three of their games over the weekend, a finale with Great Lakes on Friday, and the first two games of a series with the Lansing Lugnuts on Saturday and Sunday. They played the finale of that series at noon today, and the Colonels dropped that one 3-1. They'll be off tomorrow as they travel to Peoria. Tonight on KGYM, we'll have Bartolo Colon making at least one more start for the Twins, taking on Tenchi Rio and the Dodgers. That's the first game of a series in L.A., so first pitch isn't going to be until 9 o'clock, but you can hear that on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Also, by the way, this is local news for us today. The White Sox lead the Cubs 3-1 and in the top of the eighth.
3-1? Well, I guess if they can come back from a couple runs down to the Cardinals last night.
Wow, two of the three people at this table are a little upset right now.
They can come. Well, look at this. Look at the wit.
I'm just saying.
It's cutting. We got Barry Alvarez on Radio Row, the former Wisconsin head coach and athletic director, looking pretty splendid in a blue blazer. Barry, one of the best dressed people here. Of course, it doesn't take much to qualify as being best dressed on Radio Row when most people are wearing golf shirts that are untucked and stained from the lunch that they served us earlier today. We're not exactly the best looking bunch of people on Radio Row as Kyle lifts up his shirt and scratches his hairy belly. And that's pretty much the end of hour number one here. We've got Chuck in front of us. He's with us next. Chuck Long of the Big Ten Network. Hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way after this.
It's all pro, tight end.